I'm Joy Robertson, and this is Inside the Food Channel.
Well, we're starting a little something new here at Food Channel. We've decided we're going to celebrate Favorite Friday. What is your favorite? Today, the almighty potato chip, or corn chip, or whatever kind of chip you like, is what we're going to talk about. Food Channel editor Kay Logsdon and trends expert Locke Hildebrand are here, and we've been crunching and munching for a good while. What is our obsession with chips? Who wants to take that one?
If we weren't going to start with chocolate, then chips is a pretty good choice. There's something about the crunch, the saltiness, and then the new varieties of flavors that you can get these things in makes it an eating experience, not just a potato chip.
Locke Hildebrand, you and I are on the same page here with the whole idea of kettle chips. What is it about those kettle chips other than the crunch? I personally think that all chips should be kettle chips. Is it just me?
No. It's definitely not just you. There's something almost backyard feeling about kettle chips. Like, I don't know what it is, but there's just that nice little rustic edge to it that, like, if I were to attempt to make potato chips at home, they'll end up in that same sort of like really, really crunchy, almost overdone. But kettle chips are just that perfect mix between being really, really crunchy and not being, you know, just a rock. I don't know what it is, but they just get something exactly right there. And I fell in love with my first bag and I've not stopped.
I haven't stopped either. And I'm just going to start here. Probably my favorite go-to chip is one I found at a little convenience store in the Midwest called Come and Go, and they are Highland brand, H-I-L-A-N-D, kettle-cooked dill pickle potato chips.
I'll rustle that a little
harder. Rustle it? Yeah, can you hear that? All right, so just to really drive the point home here, I'm going to take a little bite. Now listen to this. Oh my God, that's so good. Okay, so super dill all the way. Awesome crunchiness. It's not for everybody. There may be a little too much dill, a little too much tart, but not for me. Highland, whoever you are. Now, here's the deal. My understanding is that you have to get these only at Come and Go, distributed by Come and Go, West Des Moines, Iowa. Well, dudes and dudettes, whatever you do, do not stop making these chips. They are fantastic. They have not only my favorite, which is dill pickle, but I love the jalapeno. They do a salt and vinegar. There's an original. There's a couple of different kinds, but I'm just saying, if I'm on a road trip, man, if I can find these, I am one happy girl. Now, not everybody in here is a fan. Kay, a little too much dill for you?
I don't know if it's the dill or the kettle, because I'm one of those that's really not a big kettle chip fan. When I make potato chips at home, which is very infrequently, but I tend, and I go for the crispy edges of the meat. I go for crispy everything, but I like the little softer here. I certainly like the crunch, but there's almost too much crunch sometimes in a kettle chip. So it's more about the flavor for me than it is about the crunch. And so I think there's across the spectrum, there's certainly enough chips out there for everybody to be satisfied with, no matter what degree you fall in. So I prefer a good old-fashioned Lay's. I'm just a Lay's classic girl. Is really, really interesting to me, partly because I can use it with dip, and I from an appetizer or snacking standpoint, love to do that. But they don't, I get the pure flavor, and there's nothing to mess with it.
Those are good chips. There's nothing wrong with those chips. They, when you said dip, though, they're a little delicate for a dip. But then again, a lot of these kettle chips, honestly, I don't want to dip anywhere near them. They're that good and they're that flavorful. Locke, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking about chili cheese Fritos right now, just to give you a little insight into my brain.
So I brought you a bag of those. I'm just going to take credit. I don't know. It's about a year ago that I came in and I said, what, you haven't had those? They are awesome. Are they not?
They are. It's one of those things where I don't usually buy into the overly flavored chip sort of package. I tend to avoid it except for tasting them to see what they were like. All the crazy Lay's flavors like the Sriracha and the chicken and waffles and that whole kit and caboodle. And I don't really get into like the flavored tortilla chips, but there's something about those chili cheese Fritos that it's just like it's magic in a bag. And I've done everything from put them on hot dogs and covered it with chili to just pour them in chili to make a sort of casserole dip with them, and it's just, it's wonderful across the board.
Yeah, and you know, I like the Fritos scoops a lot. Just the plain ones are just, when I eat those, man, I think they've got it right. Don't ever mess with your recipe. It's so good. I'm thinking the folks at Frito-Lay may need to get busy on a chili cheese scoop. Can't you imagine how awesome it would be to have a great big chili cheese scoop? Scoopable goodness?
I mean, come on. What's not to love here? I want to scoop my chili with some chili.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Kay's shaking her head. So you're a late. So if you went into the store right now, any store in the world, you could picture all the chips in the world, you would go for?
Oh, no, that's a little different question. I would go for hers, probably the sour cream and onion, maybe the salt and vinegar. Now, they're more of a regional chip. Can't get them everywhere. But they are somewhere in Pennsylvania, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, maybe, where they're somewhere in that general area where they're made. And they are probably my, you know, that penultimate favorite. And of course, I love to match the plain hers with the hell of a good dip that's also from that same general region. And so that's kind of a go-to standard when I'm in that part of the country. But otherwise, you know, give me just a nice wavy chip. You can give me Frito pie. I'll take those Fritos with a Frito pie. There's really not a chip I would turn down. So, but there are some favorites.
You called out the hell of a good dip, H-E-L-U-V-A, hell of a good. Here's a Greek-style yogurt dip that you brought in, Kay. Thank you for introducing me to that one. I haven't had that one. There's another one that I really like. I think it's like a jalapeno cheddar or something. Those are just straight up delicious, in my opinion. And that's when I would turn to like a regular sort of corn chip, like a regular sort of Dorito, Tostitos. Let me give a little shout out to the lime Tostitos are, I think, in my opinion, delicious. Absolutely delicious. I love them with salsa. I love them with guacamole. I just straight up love them.
You know, there's not, if chip companies had stayed the same, they'd all be out of business. There's a lot to be said for the way chip companies have stayed on top of trends in the marketplace. You know, I just tried over the weekend for the first time garlic toast chip that I think it's a Lay's product. They're constantly enticing me with a new flavor, with something different to try. You add something like lime and you've dressed it up and presented something totally new and given me a new flavor experience. The dip company, and yeah, we in our family we used to love to say it because it was the kids' excuse to swear when we talked about this particular brand of dip. But they've reinvented it now into a Greek style yogurt dip, which is one of the first on the market that I've seen like this. And so they're certainly keeping ahead. This market is keeping ahead to make sure that they always have something new to give to the consumer.
When I was on a recent trip to Maui, there was a Maui-style potato chip, a kettle chip there that was just delicious. And as it runs in my mind, it was a Frito-Lay product. And it was really, really good. But again, you can't hardly hit me with a kettle chip that I don't like. Some, though, I will go out of my way to get my hands on.
Sorry, you caught me in a Frito moment. As I sit here eating the bag and trying to talk, one of the things that's interesting, if you look at the way chips have sort of adapted to culture and the way culture has moved, it's really interesting to look at like Tostitos and Mission chips, because if you look at holidays now, for Halloween, they have orange and black chips. And then for Christmas, they have red and green. And you look at like Doritos, who's bringing up like the really, really, really hot chips out of Mexico, and they're taking all their really crazy international flavors that normally never see an American audience, and they're finally starting to bring some of those stateside, whether they're amazing or just plain weird. I mean, when I lived in Japan, I had my fair share of really, really, really weird potato chips. So it's there are a couple chips that I can say, unlike Kay, that I definitely do not like.
Let me just say one thing. You mentioned some of these chips and unusual flavors. Doritos brought back the original taco Doritos, and they brought back that old school bag. Kay, do you remember that? Locke, you're probably too young. But the taco Dorito bag, do you remember that? Yeah, you and I. Oh, no, come on, be honest.
Don't
you and I.
Nope, no recollection whatsoever. It must have been before my time.
Oh, you youngins. What do you know? Yeah, the taco Doritos back in the day were like my absolute favorite. I'm not going to make you go into the chips you don't like. If you want to, you can. But there was one that you went in search of today and couldn't find it. And I'm really kind of bummed because I'm not sure I've tried these.
Yeah, it's the Crunchers brand kettle chips. And it's really weird because sometimes I can find them in the store and sometimes I can't find them anywhere. And usually it's sort of an impromptu thing. Like, I've tried to do the pilgrimage to find them, and then I always end up unsuccessful. Like, I went to 3 different stores today, and I couldn't find them anywhere. So that means that by all logic, I'll go home tonight and stop at a random grocery store on the way home, and they'll be sitting there in the droves. But there's just something about them that they have this great level of crispness. And like I had said earlier, I'm not really a huge fan of, like, the super saturated flavor chips, but their mesquite barbecue is fantastic.
Kay, you brought in a few bags of Deep River kettle cooked potato chips. So where did these come about? What do you think about these?
Well, these are interesting. Somebody had referred these to me, and they said, try the Deep River horseradish and cheddar, which I have not been able to find yet, but I picked up one of every other flavor I could find. So they've got everything from original to a zesty jalapeno to rosemary and olive oil. And a sweet Maui onion. And so they're, you know, they are the kettle cooked, interesting flavors. There's a real richness to them, and everybody's got their favorites. Everyone has their favorites, and that's why this is such an interesting subject for our Friday favorites, in that we do indeed have different distinctive tastes. There's a lot of fun to be had with chips as a side dish or as a snack, and that's why you're seeing the craft revolution in food hit snacks the same way that it has hit in beer and chocolates and other things.
So while we're on the subject of just snack food in general, what are some of your other oddball little sort of snacky chip food that you like Bugles? Oh, I heard Locke gasp over there. They're good, aren't they, the little Bugles? I dig them.
Bugles is sort of like a secret pleasure. I was going down the aisles today trying to figure out what to bring in to talk about, and I go past that little chip section, and it's sort of like the Island of Misfit Toys that aren't with the regular chips, and it's like the Bugles and the Chex Mix and the Pringles, and it's like, I love all of you. Like, I love Bugles. I love original Chex Mix, and then just plain Pringles. I mean, I could eat a whole can of Pringles. I'm not going to be, I'm just going to be blunt about it. I love them, but it's interesting because they're not really classified as a chip, but yet, lo and behold, here we are talking about them.
Okay, any other ones you can think of that we haven't mentioned that get your attention?
Like Locke said, there's so many brands. I mean, Utz is another regional brand. There's just so many that you could begin to talk about. And I kind of like Pringles, too. So the nice thing about chips is that once you're eating a chip, all pretense falls away. You are a junk food person like the rest of the world, and you just can't hide it.
Well, and another thing I want to say, too, about chips, and I don't know if you guys feel this way or not, but if I'm at a restaurant and they have, like, a homemade chip, that will sway me from some other entree over to like a sandwich or something that comes with the homemade chips, because I want to know how they are. And if I get a good look at them from another table and there's some pretty big chunky sea salt on those going on, you can almost bet that I'm going to get something or ask for a side of chips. And by the way, if you guys haven't been down to Big Cedar Lodge to have their sweet potato chips, at the very minimum, ask for a basket to go with a cocktail or two while you're sitting around the Buzzard Bar. They are to die for good. My other little guilty pleasure is that I'm the little end of the bag chip eater. I like dip, and I'll get the bottom of the bag and a little tiny piece of chip with a whole bunch of dip, and I like all that salty goodness at the bottom. It's like it'll swell you up for a day or so, but it's totally worth it.
Do you know, here's a tip. It's kind of hard to talk about this on a podcast because you can't envision it the way you could if we were doing a video, but it took me years for somebody to show me this tip. To get down to those little crunchies at the bottom, I always stuck my hand all the way in the bag. You know, or then I'd kind of, you know, pull things out of at the end. But you cut it off, exactly. You cut it, and then I knew you could roll it up or whatever. Too much trouble, didn't ever fit right. Somebody brought along. I was struggling with it one day for some reason, and somebody came along with a pair of scissors and cut the bag in half. And I'm like, why did I never think of this? So for those who are potato chip challenged, as I apparently was, there's a tip for you.
So I heard you say salty goodness and sea salt, and the first thing that popped in my head are Chipotle's chips. Mm-hmm. I have a strange obsession with them whenever that food is brought through the doors, where I might not want Chipotle, but I will steal a bag of chips off of the table if they magically appear available. And I don't know what it is. There's such a great, like, salty level with them that they're just impossibly craveable.
They are. I'll agree with you on that, especially if you've got a nice cold bowl of salsa or picante to go with them. But anyway, this has been one heck of a delicious afternoon, and I can't wait to see what we come up with for next Friday. So since I picked Chip Day, Locke, I'll leave the next one up to you. We'll bring in something for Friday favorites. Anyway, thanks for joining us, everybody. What's your favorite chip? Email us and let us know when you get a chance. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.